Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Bayadachny and I'm a principal technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada. And today I'm going to start my training about Windows 10 application development for C# developers. In order to pass this training, you should not have any specific knowledge in Windows Phone, Windows 8.1 application development. You just have knowledge in C# programming language. If you are looking for some information about C# programming language, we just started to record our training about C# 6.0 programming language with Dmitry Nikonov, and probably you already can find several sessions on channel 9. If you don't like watch videos or if you don't want to wait once we finish this training, you can find my book on Amazon about Windows 10 application development that I published about 2 weeks ago. Let's start. In the first module, I am going to discuss Watch's universal Windows platform. In general, I'm not going to discuss Windows 10 at all. I am going to discuss application platform that allows us to create modern Windows applications. But there is a question, where we can run these modern Windows applications? Because if you have experience with Windows 8.1 or Windows Phone, you already know that in order to create an application for these two platforms, you have to create two different applications. Visual Studio 2013, of course, supports Universal Template, but thanks to Universal Template, you can use just shared project that allows you to create the same business logic for both type of applications. But you still have to create different interfaces using different patterns, practices, and even different set of user controls. Of course, you, in general, you can use the same classes, but even in case of user controls, you have different behavior there. If we are talking about Xbox, Xbox had own operation system and had own patterns and practices and own SDK in order to create Xbox applications. In case of IoT devices, for example, Windows supported Galileo board, and in order to create applications for Galileo board, you could use just subset of Win32 API, even not .NET framework, even not universal platform model, and so on. But starting with Windows 10, Microsoft announced the same core for all Microsoft-related devices. So Windows 10 is a very important milestone for developers because right now we can stop talking about particular devices. We can stop talking about mobile, desktop, tablet, IoT devices because right now we know that all these devices are Windows 10 devices. And all these devices have the same core. So it's not important the consumer will run my application because my application should work on all Windows 10 devices. Of course, thanks to the same core, developers have access to the same application platform. And now you should not use different APIs. You should not use different practices. And finally, once you have your application, you can publish it to the store. And today we have just one store that you can use in order to publish your applications for phones, for desktops, for laptops. That's why in my training I am going to show some examples using phone emulator. I am going to show several examples using tablet simulator. And in general, we are not going to discuss particular devices at all. We are going to concentrate our attention around the most important features inside application Windows platform, called Universal Windows Platform. And we are going to discuss how to create Universal Windows Platform applications. Of course, talking about Universal Windows Platform, we have to concentrate our attention around several important aspects. For example, we are going to discuss adaptive user interface. It's very important today because users will use different devices like tablets, phones, desktops with different screen resolutions, with different screen sizes, and we have to use a special set of controls that help us to create really universal interfaces. The second one is natural user inputs. Many users will use keyboards and mice in order to communicate with your applications. But some users can use touch, can use pens, and they have to understand how to work with all different user inputs. Of course, we will spend some time in order to understand how to use existing tools and how to use Universal Windows Platform SDK in order to create your applications. And we'll discuss how to organize integration between your applications and Windows operating system, how to use some specific features like Cortana, how to use Win32 API, and so on. And finally, of course, we are going to discuss how to publish your application to the store and how to use existing DevCenter in order to get access to a dashboard, in order to create not just free but paid applications with some in-app purchases there, and so on. Okay, now we know that Universal Windows Platform allows us to create really universal applications for Windows 10. But what is Universal Windows Platform from developer's perspective? First of all, Universal Windows Platform is a native and new platform that supports lots of user controls and classes that help you to integrate your applications with Windows and help you to create really adaptive interfaces. Universal Windows Platform is based on Windows Runtime that we announced together with Windows 8, but Universal Windows Platform has lots of improvements. For example, using UWP, you should not target a specific Windows operating system, because we can update UWP without updating operating system, and you should not think about Windows 10, for example, right now at all. You should target just a specific Universal Windows Platform. For example, if you open a folder once you install SDK, Windows SDK, of course, if you open Program Files, Windows Kit, you can find 10 folders there, and you can find some subfolders with strange numbers inside. So the first version of release version of Universal Windows Platform was 10.240. But right now you can see that we have update 10.586. So you can see that we have updated Universal Windows Platform, but you can still target 240 version. And if you open platforms folder, platforms UWP, you can find information about existing current platform on your computer, and you can find information about all contracts that support a specific, a particular platform. For example, I can open platform XML file, and you can see that version number 240 supports free main contract that you can use in your applications. But if you open a folder 586, you can see that there are some additional contracts that they're included by default to Universal Windows Platform. And you can see some updates for already existing contracts, of course. You can think about different contracts like about set of libraries, so set of classes that you can use targeting a specific version of Universal Windows Platform. You still can find lots of names like UAP, because in beta version Universal Windows Platform had a name Universal Application Platform. So there are still lots of UAP names. Talking about contracts, we should note that all these contracts are based on COM technology. And if you had experience with COM, you know that it's not easy to use COM components in C++ and even in C#. but Universal Windows Platform supports metadata. So you can find information about all constructs using standard .NET tools. For example, you can use IODASM in order to read metadata about constructs in Universal Windows Platform. I can run command line tool for Visual Studio, developer command prompt for VS 2015, and I can run IODASM from there. So you can see the standard IODASM that allows you to read metadata from managed assemblies, but you can use it in order to get metadata from Universal Windows Platform contracts. So I can open program files, I can open Windows Kits 10, and you can open references folder in order to find metadata there. For example, let's open a foundation contract, Windows Foundation. We have just first version there, and you can find WinMD file, Windows metadata file. So let's open it in IODASM, and you can find information there about all existing classes there, about all existing namespaces and so on. So nothing special, but it's very important step because we are working with native API and we still can use some manager tools and we still can use C# and IntelliSense system in Visual Studio thanks to metadata there. And of course, if we are talking about contracts, we have to note that Universal Windows Platform contains some contracts that available for just specific devices. So you still can use some specific device-specific features, and you can find some contracts for Windows Mobile or for Windows IoT or for Windows Desktop. For example, using some device-specific features for Windows IoT, you can use input-output pins there. You can use I2C, you can use SPI, and you can connect some sensors to Raspberry Pi 2 board, for example, and so on. So you can see that extension for IoT contains at least two contracts that supports some classes. Of course, you can have a question. If we use some device-specific contracts, how to create really universal application? Universal Windows Platform can help to resolve the problem and supports some new APIs that help you to check in runtime if a specific contract is available. For example, if you decide to use device or level contract in order to get access to I2C, SPI, IO pins on Raspberry, for example, you can check if this contract is available on a specific device in runtime. If yes, you can use pins. If no, you can notify user about some problem, so you can probably implement a different scenario and so on. So all these things you can check in runtime, and you should not recompile a special version for Raspberry, you should not compile a special version for desktop or a special version for mobile. So you can still have the same assembly, you can still have the same program and binary in order to run it on all devices. So let's open my presentation once again, and in summary, Universal Windows Platform is based on Windows Runtime. Universal Windows Platform supports lots of user controls and classes that help you to create native applications. And Universal Windows Platform does not relate it to a specific version of Windows operating system. So right now we have two releases of Universal Windows Platform, and you can target any of these releases. And of course, Universal Windows Platform supports some extensions for in order to target device-specific features and supports metadata. that allows you to use IntelliSense system, some tools from .NET framework, and so on. You can use several languages, programming languages, in order to create applications for Universal Windows Platform. Of course, C#, C++, and JavaScript. In our training, we are going to use C#, because C# is still managed language, and C# allows us to use not just Universal Windows Platform API, but some base class libraries from .NET Framework. So you can use collections, you can use link, and you can use all C# 6.0 specific features in order to create really native applications. How it's possible? It's possible because Visual Studio, once you want to deploy your application to the store, Visual Studio will use .NET Native that will compile and create a really native application for final consumers. At the same time, you can debug your application on your local machine using .NET Framework and using core features of .NET Framework. So it's very important because you can use C# in order to create really native applications for Windows 10. And you should not think about how to use native API, native Universal Windows Platform from C#, because Microsoft developed a special layer called Language Projections that help you to use all Universal Windows Platform API in C# without any special actions. Thanks to metadata, you can get IntelliSense system, and thanks to language projections, you can use Universal Windows Platform like a native .NET Framework library. So, in our training, we are going to use C#, but you can use C++. In case of C++, you can create native applications as well, or you can use JavaScript. JavaScript can use a special library called WinJS, and you can get access to all features of Universal Windows Platform as well. So, in order to start developing Universal Windows applications, I would recommend to install Windows 10, and I would recommend to install Visual Studio 2015. You have to install Visual Studio 2015 with Windows SDK and tools there, so I would recommend to use custom installation in order to make sure that you select Universal Windows SDK and tools. You can install free version of Visual Studio, so visiting visualstudio.com site, you can find several important links there. First of all, you can find a link to Visual Studio Community 2015. It's free of charge Visual Studio that supports all features of Visual Studio Professional. And you can use it for free if you have less than 5 people in your team. Together with Visual Studio, you can use access to Team Service that can help you to manage all software development lifecycle, including tasks, code repositories, and so on. And in my training, I'm not going to use some enterprise-specific features. So community should be good enough for our training. So pay special attention that if you, for some reason, you cannot install Windows 10 on your machine, you still can use Windows 8.1 in order to install Visual Studio 2015 and develop applications there. Of course, in this case, you will not be able to debug and to run applications directly on your machine, because in order to run Windows 10 applications, you have to install Windows 10 itself. But you will be able to use mobile emulators in order to run your Windows 10 applications inside emulators, and you can debug your applications as well. I saw that you can install Visual Studio 2015 on Windows 7 as well, but I have never tried it, so I cannot guarantee that you will be able to develop Windows 10 applications there. But in any case, you will not be able to run emulators on Windows 7, and you will not be able to run, of course, Universal Windows Platform applications directly on Windows 7. But in some cases, it can help you to start developing, for example, for Raspberry Pi 2. Because in order to create Windows 10 applications for Raspberry Pi 2, probably you can use just remote debugging and remote deploying, so you should not install Windows 10. But I would not recommend to develop Windows 10 applications on Windows 8.1 or on Windows 7, but you can still do it. And of course, in order to start working with Visual Studio, you have to install all needed SDKs and tools, and you will be able to create universal applications using C# templates there. Let's see how to do it. So you can start Visual Studio 2015, and you can select File New Project there. And you can see that I have universal template. So starting with Windows 10, we don't have Windows Phone or Windows Desktop template or Windows something else. We have just universal template. So you just have to select Universal Windows in order to create applications for all platforms. Raspberry, phones, desktops, tablets, and so on. You still can find old tools there if you install it. In my case, I did not install any Windows 8 templates. It's not needed for our training. So, just select Universal Windows template. You can, of course, provide a better name for our first application, for example, my first app. Click OK. And that's all. Visual Studio will spend some time in order to create our project, but pay special attention that you will not be able to run Windows 10 application, your own Windows 10 application, by default, because Windows 10 allows you to install and run applications just from the store. In order to change this behavior, you have to open settings, and you can navigate update and security tab and for developers tab. In order to install your applications from Visual Studio locally, you have to switch your device to developer mode. So just switch from Windows Store apps mode to developer mode, and once after that you will be able to install Windows 10 applications directly from Visual Studio. So, let's see what we have in our project by default. First of all, we have several references. We have some references related to application inside. I'm not going to discuss it right now, but we have two very important references like Universal Windows. Universal Windows contains all available contracts or default contracts for our application. And Microsoft.NET Core Universal Windows Platform contains all available .NET framework libraries. So thanks to these two references, you can use Universal Windows Platform API, and you can use all base class libraries from .NET framework. You can find app manifest file as well. App manifest file contains all application settings that can be used not just in Visual Studio, but that will be used by store, by the store, and by Windows 10 once you install your application. This package, this manifest file contains information about tiles, information about capabilities, and any information that help to understand Windows, how you are going to integrate your application with Windows itself, some information about package, and so on. We are going to discuss all these steps in next sessions. Additionally, you can open settings window for your project, and you can find that we are going to target a specific version of Universal Windows Platform there. We are going to target the latest version of Universal Windows Platform, but you can easily switch to the first release there. And you can see, if you have experience with .NET Framework, you can see that there implemented the same idea like in case of .NET Framework. So you can target any existing version of .NET Framework. You can provide information about a mean version and you can provide information about targeted version. So we will discuss all these tabs, of course, later. Right now I propose to concentrate our attention to app.xaml and main page XAML files. What does it mean, XAML? Extensible Application Markup Language. We will use XAML in order to create interfaces for our applications. And if you have experience with Windows Presentation Foundation or with Silverlight or even with Windows Runtime, you should not have problems with XAML. But in the next session, we are going to discuss XAML in details. We are going to start from scratch. And today, all what we need to know that in case of app.xaml and app.xaml.cs, these two files allows us to create, frankly speaking, these two files represent our application itself and allows us to create the first page. In case of app.xaml, there is no any specific elements for our interface. Usually we can use this file in order to create some application specific resources. In case of app.xaml.cs, this is a file in C#, and there you can find all steps that required in order to create the first page of our application. So code in this file responsible for running our application and for running our first page, in this case main page. Main page, XAML and main page, XAML.cs contains information, contains all code related to our page. You can see that we don't have much code right now. In order to create our first application, like Hello World application, we can work just with main page XAML. In this case, main page XAML allows us to declare interface of our application. So in order to start working with Windows 10 applications, we can create a basic Hello World application. In order to do it, I will add just a text block. In this case, we are going to use text attribute in order to provide Hello World. And additionally, I'm going to use attributes like horizontal alignment, center, and vertical alignment, center as well. So you can see that we have Hello World on the screen, and you can use Visual Studio in order to check your interface on different devices in design mode. And right now we can run our application on local machine, or we can use simulator, tablet simulator. If you don't have touch capabilities on your device, simulator, Windows 10 simulator will help you to test not just touch capabilities, but some gestures. And you can use a remote machine in order to deploy and debug your application remotely, device in order to deploy it on real phone, for example. Or you can download some mobile emulators in order to test your application on different phones. So let's start our application locally. So, my congratulations, we just created our first Windows 10 applications. Probably it was better to run it without debug mode, it should be much faster, but in any case, in our training we are going to spend much time around XAML, and of course after that we are going to spend some time working with C#. Let's open my presentation once again, and I have one more slide about Universal Windows Platform. So in general, you can use C#, and you can use Universal Windows Platform SDK in order to create native Windows 10 applications. But what about existing code if you already have applications in for Android or for iOS? Or what about cross-platform applications? First of all, if you are going to create cross-platform applications, I would recommend to use Xamarin. Right now, Visual Studio 2015 has very strong integration with Xamarin, and you will be able to develop applications for all mobile platforms like Windows, like iOS and Android. Additionally, you can use Apache Cordova tools that are integrated to Visual Studio as well in order to create applications in JavaScript and HTML. I would recommend to use Unity Engine in order to create games, not just for Windows, but cross-platform games. And in case of Unity 3D, you will be able to use C#. And Unity allows you to create universal Windows games as well. And additionally, we have two open source projects for Android and for iOS developers that help you to create, to use existing code base in Objective-C or in Java in order to bring existing Android and iOS applications to Universal Windows platform. So we will discuss some tools and some features at the end of our training, but of course in the future sessions we are going to concentrate around creating native Universal Windows applications. Should you have any questions, you can email me and I will be happy to answer your questions around Windows 10 development.